Psalms 27 verse 8 describes this clearly in David's prayer. Of course, you know, this is a very familiar psalm. Sometimes can be taken lightly, but it's very powerful. This is what the prayer says. You have said, seek my face. My heart say to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. How many of us are seeking God's face? I think this is time. This is a season. This is a moment to begin to seek his face. Believers, based on what is up on the land and what is happening, this is ever a time that we need to seek his face, not just to have a superficial type relationship with Jesus, but to have a real relationship where we're literally seeking his face. His face, we're going to describe what his face means. So the word face is translated panim, which means presence. So when I seek somebody's face, I say I'm coming to come and sit with you, having a face-to-face with you, I'm saying I'm coming to sit in your presence. So this is a time when you say, God, I need your face. I need to seek your face. It means I need to be in your presence, Lord. So we are in the days of God's presence. Although God is omnipresent and is everywhere, nevertheless, his presence is not revealed and in a tangibly manifested everywhere. So even though he's omnipresent again, his presence is not revealed in a tangible way everywhere. It's not manifested everywhere. And so this is where we're talking about his abiding presence you experience in your life every day. Where you walk and you talk with God in intimacy, not just even resigned to your secret place, but it means that you're carrying his presence. A level of awareness, I would say. Peter responding to the crowd in the book of Acts, where there was a great wonder and amazement following the healing of the paralyzed man at the gate beautiful in Acts chapter 3. And he proclaimed this, repent you therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. We are in the presence of the Lord. I'm praying for the time of refreshing to come in our church services again, where people come in and they're refreshed. Because God's face is on us. His presence is there. We are now living and experiencing this time of refreshing. And those who are in God's face encountering his revealed presence, we are reminded that in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Lord, I release your presence. I pray that your presence will be released in Radiant Land. Those who are looking for solution, looking for hope, let them feel your presence even now. Ignite them with your presence. Let your presence remove yokes, burdens, stress from their lives. There is a present refreshing and a rest that comes even as you wait on the Lord in stillness. Scripture said, be still and know God in a new and manifested way. Psalms 46:10. Many are afraid of his presence because sins block the presence of the Lord. I want to say that this is why many are not even wanting to even be in the house of the Lord, because they feel that they cannot even be in his presence. So notice Adam and Eve, when they rebelled against God, they could no longer fellowship intimately with God. But the blood of Jesus Christ has come to change that. You don't have to be afraid to call him Father. You don't have to be afraid to be in his presence. You don't have to be afraid of fellowshipping intimately with him. Yeah, with God. As this is it, they became fearful. Adam and Eve, they became fearful. They hid themselves from his presence. The panim, which is the face of the Lord. Why? Why? One may ask. Because the presence of God, it brings conviction against sin. Mm-hmm. The account of this story in Genesis chapter 3, when man was exiled from the presence, from God's face in the Garden of Eden. One of the identifying signs, this is one of the identifying signs of a people who are backsliding, is staying away from place of worship and prayer, and eventually the house of God, where the presence of God dwells. So I want to say this. This is one of the signs of persons who tend to be backsliding or sliding backwards. They make excuses. I don't have to be in church. No, you have to. You need to. Let me say it like that. You need to. Scripture says, Do not forsake the assembling, the coming together of ourselves together. If you're out there doing missions work or whatever, and you're out there, we are not saying that every single Sunday, but you need to be connected to a local house. Who is your pastor? Who is your leader? That's for accountability. That's it. This is why it's very necessary to be connected to a local house. Isaiah prophesying against a backsliding Israel, saying, behold, the Lord's hands is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. But he said, but your iniquities have separated you and your God, and your sins have hid his face. Again, face, presence from you that you cannot hear. Evidently, sin and rebellion hinders answers to prayers. So sometimes persons are wondering, why is it that I'm not feeling God? I'm not sensing God. I'm not sensing his presence. This is it. All we're saying that the blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses you. It redeems you from sin. So just repent, turn away from sin and say, Lord, receive me. He's going to receive you. God is a merciful Father. We need to know that. Come from a place that God is a merciful Father. He's not looking, to penalize you for your sin. He's not looking to bring judgment. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring judgment, but I come to seek and to save those who are lost. So we're saying to you, get back into a fellowship with God. Remember, before God created any living creature, he created an environment that you would live and survive in. And that environment is, it includes his presence. The glory can be described as God himself. So God in that moment of glory. And so this is what every church need to carry these three things: God's manifested presence, his power, and his word. So these are three things that you need to look for in a church. When you go, do they do worship and allow the Holy Spirit to be released? And in that moment, the presence of the Lord is released. Do you see the power of God moving? Do they speak in tongues? Do they teach in tongues? Do you see healings happening? Signs and wonders happening? Do you hear the word of God be the undiluted truths of the word of God? Is it being preached? Or is there, the word is just being skimmed over? So these three things need to be in every house of worship, right? Because God is raising up a church where his manifested glory, his glory, is calling you back into a place where his presence abides. And so we're talking about an environment. A church needs to be an environment where the presence of God is lingering, is hovering, like in the Garden of Eden. Let's talk about the glory. The glory can be described as God's himself, but the presence of an environment or an atmosphere is created by spending time with God himself. So this is it. You can carry the presence of God by spending time with him in the secret place, in his presence, worship. Did you know that when you spend tremendous time in worship and consistently, did you know that angels are attracted to you? You carry angels anywhere you go. And so sometimes you'll be in a situation and guess what? Angels are there. Angels are there to bring you the breakthrough, to bring you the answer, to give you access to those things, those opportunity doors that you want to be open. So you carry angels with you to the extent that you are cultivating an atmosphere for the presence of the Lord every single day with your worship. When I worship God every day, you can literally feel the presence of my room. It becomes light and it becomes lit with the presence of God. I remember I was traveling from New York and the line in the airport, JFK Airport and the airport, the lines, I'm telling you, the crowd was dense. And my sister was saying, can we get through this? And I said, we prayed overnight. And I've already released the angel of the Lord. I've already asked the Lord to release his angels. And I kid you not, in that moment when we are trying to get clear security to catch our flight, I was coming back from New York to catch our service for 10:45. And I can tell you, we saw the hand of God. We don't know where persons came from, just open up the gate so that we can just go right in. We saw that three times. When I looked at my sister, tears, she was crying tears because she was saying she knew that it only could be an angel, so that we were able to bypass like maybe about a crowd with 1,000 persons. And that's what God did for us. You can carry the angel of the Lord. You're going to the bank for an appointment. You're going to interview. The angels will be with you. But you got to make sure that you spend tremendous time worshiping God every day. It has to be consistent. You will attract angels because angels lived in the glory. In the atmosphere of heaven is a glory. That's where the glory resides. But in that atmosphere, that's where angels live in the glory. And so when you live in the glory right here on planet Earth, as in the heavens, so in the earth, you got to make sure that you cultivate an environment, an atmosphere, and a space so that you can carry angel. You can carry angelic presence. And angelic activity will be increased in your life. And therefore, favor will be increased in you. I pray favor over you, those that are listening. I release the favor of God over you right now. I release the angelic activation. I say, Lord, activate their angels in the name of Jesus. Increase and activate their angels. For those that are looking for that contract, there's someone, I see you're going to receive a contract in construction industry, and it's going to be a mega contract that you're going to be receiving. Or you're looking for work, and I see that this is going to be in the downtown Toronto area. I'm seeing it so vividly, even as I'm praying. God is going to, I see someone, you were framed. Someone, you have a loved one who framed with a court case because a gun situation. God is going to get them off. God is going to get them off in the name of Jesus because of his favor. And mother, you have been praying. Someone, your head, you feel lightheaded, like there's a heaviness and there's a tension in your head towards the right side. You will not have a stroke. I speak healing and deliverance over you in Jesus' name. You can follow the prophetic voice live every Thursday on Hope Across Nations YouTube channel. Just type in YouTube, Hope Across Nations. Subscribe, and we're on every Thursday at 8 p.m. So you can follow us live. Also, visit our church. We are No Limits Ministries International, 5915 Atlantic Drive, Unit Number 3 in Mississauga. If you want prayers or you get in touch with us, 905-670-0577. 905-670-0577. God bless you. We love you.